love the internet so goddamn much because collectively we decided we need a database of every time an actress was naked. It's a top secret website. It lives in my secret browser.
Anybody that's seen Knocked Up knows exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, man. Mr. Skin, the smiley face nigga from the 50s.
He was like Skeevy SG.
Yeah.
He was like ass G. What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Ladies and ladies and gentlemen, you see that we're not in the typical studio. We pulled up on my motherfucking brother villain. He's not working the booth right now. You can't say, oh, there he is. Look at his motherfucking ass. He looks like a white girl lives here. That's what the motherfuckers say. But I've got my brother with me. Say what up to the people, bro.
I don't really think it's that Caucasian in here.
Is it Caucasian? I don't really know. We've got like a resident Caucasian in the building. Say what up to the people. What's your name?
What up? I mean, it's pretty Caucasian. At least from what you can see.
It's kind of fucked up.
I don't know. There's a Batman tapestry in the corner. That's pretty Caucasian.
Y'all can't see the Batman tapestry, but
y'all are just mad his room is a lot swaggier than everybody else's.
It is quite swaggy, man. Mine's covered in puke and shit right now. Hey, and you know what? I hate to give you the puke and shit intro, but yo, man, it's something that's opposite of puke and shit. My nigga Crown is in the motherfucking building. Looking good, dog. How you feeling?
No, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me in this illustrious show you have.
Damn. Niggas don't know what illustrious means. Illustrious. Everybody says illustrious, but they don't know what the fuck it means.
My nigga called us illustrious, and I agree with this.
I've done the illustrious bit already. I won't do it again.
Hey, look, man, whenever we have guests, you know that the fucking thesaurus has to come out. There's no reason that you shouldn't start throwing power words on every motherfucker that you have. You know what power? Y'all know what power words? Y'all fuck with power words?
What the fuck is a power word?
Spectacular, immaculate, imaginous. You know, all these adverbs that add to shit. Y'all
adjectives.
Cornucopia.
Adjectives.
That's the one he loves the most.
That's just a big ass. Hey man, cornucopia just makes you think of Fruit of the Looms.
I love a good cornucopia.
That's a cornucopia.
Hey, but they say that the cornucopia wasn't on the Fruit of the Loom.
There's another one. The smorgasbord.
You got one? We were all looking at you, Crown. Like,
he just did illustrious.
I can't think of any words right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, but seriously, when's the last time you had a cornucopia?
I don't know what one looks like to begin with.
You know the Fruit of the Loom symbol?
It's the Thanksgiving cone.
The cone with all the stuff spilling
out of it. I know what you're talking about.
How is that effective or efficient? It seems like everything is spilling out that motherfucker. I don't think that's a good basket.
Yeah, no,
that's very true.
None of you niggas know.
I guess you had a cone before, or cornucopia, whatever it's called.
We've all seen it. We've all seen it.
I've never seen it
about Thanksgiving.
Except for in plastic, in mold form, on people's walls. Okay, hold on. I gotta ask this, all right? I think this is a universal thing amongst everybody. All right, did y'all's grandmothers or kind of older relatives have strange magnets on their fridge?
Yes, actually. Now that you brought that up.
All right.
We got the same grandma. You can cook that.
Yeah, no, I mean, okay. So, like, we had a grandma, like, with frosted fucking fruits and shit on her fridge. Like, half fruits. Yeah. Like, the fruit be cut in half and it's frosted. And I'm like, why? Half of
which
peach.
One?
Grandma.
Left arm or right arm?
What? Left arm.
Me had that?
Yeah. No, deadass. On the black fruit.
Oh, the chewy one.
Yeah. You wouldn't know how that fruit tastes.
Oh, yeah. The mouthfeel on those.
Someone chunked this. And you know what's weird is you walk in, it's like someone chunked this fruit so hard that it's embedded into the fridge. That's what it gives.
Shout out to the grandmothers.
I don't understand. But like, what was your
make sure
fridge?
You eat the spaghetti she gave you.
Yes, I'm going to eat the all grandma's cool. Spaghetti, sure. Man. I'm going to eat the spaghetti. Granny, I hope you never watch this. I'll never watch a single episode of this.
I hope nobody's family watches this.
Nobody's mom or grandma watches this. If mom, or if you're watching right now, if you're that, is that desperate?
Yeah, quite.
Never mind.
Move on.
What was the strange magnets on your mom's wish?
Goodness. I think there were animals. And they had that realistic texture to them or whatever.
Chewy.
But I swear to God, as a kid, I thought it's supposed to be a rabbit or a bunny. But I swear to God, I thought it looked like a weird deformed duck.
Rabbit or bunny.
Okay, hold on. Wait, that's a crazy ass magnet. Like the thing
is it like the half asses that they put up there? You seen those? Yeah. The one where they put like half an animal up there, but it's just the ass region.
Just the ass part, like it's like someone threw that animal so hard that it's embedded.
No, you did this joke already.
I was just saying, that's what it looks like. Yeah. Not, what's your name? I mean, you're quite silent, man. You got any strange magnets? I'm just asking.
Like, I mean,
for the people.
As a growing up as a young white male in the South, you'd see a lot of honestly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't stop.
You're not gonna drop the
inbox. No. You'd see a lot of what could arguably be some of the first like live, laugh, love.
Yeah, no.
Types okay. of
that's
things.
A very specific aesthetic.
Or like you know like those posters that you see on the wall that just have like a word.
Words
and
on
then,
with shitty
okay. Yeah, shit. Like, yeah, it's like something like that where it's like, let hope guide you or, you know.
This house prays.
Some yeah. like footsteps in the sand. Type shit. Like, and this is all like as soon as you're going to get ice out of the fridge, out of the freezer. Yeah, you're going
affirmation smacking yeah. in the face. Like,
no, but people don't talk enough about like Southern white mom aesthetic.
You know? It's true. Like crosses on the wall.
Yeah.
The beautiful mirror.
The star. You know what star I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know exactly the star. The one on the
second I walk in a home that got one of those, I'm like, yo, it's,
hey, what's
it's fucking
the
homie.
Clocks that don't, the giant clocks that don't work. This the position of
which
hands.
White mom are you talking about? You
hey, my mom has a wall with crosses on it. Okay, she's that type of white mom.
I guarantee that. And then
she's got a cross wall.
She has a beautiful hood.
You can never have too many crosses. You
can't have too many crosses. You gonna know that, God lives here, and we're keeping the vampires.
Goddamn, like was it the fucking keepsake? Treasure chest. It's a giant glass thing. It's got like
oh,
all
a
the...
curio cabinet. Yeah.
Okay. That's
what?
That's what I'm trying to figure out what the fuck it's called. Like,
yeah, you just got this cabinet with like you know we got there's like two curios. Shelves of it that have like shot glasses on it, and then some that have like baby pictures.
Oh, the
grandma got one
shelf.
Of them.
Yeah, oh this, my god.
You got a
is
bunch
that
of
what
shit.
Fucking called?
Yeah.
My mom used to have those. Damn. Yeah. I've seen
it's just
them.
A cabinet of all types of like keepsakes and shit. Yeah.
All types of knickknacks and paddywhacks and the dog getting bones.
Yeah.
Nah, but I'm just saying, all right, cool. So we've all had these strange situations with family, right? Like, it's like, okay, you got weird magnets. You got fucking weird shit on the wall. Like, I don't know if I got a, am I getting iced or am I going to a TED Talk? Like, I get that shit, right? So with all the strange shit happening, I got to ask, man. So, like, where was the computer in y'all crib?
This is a great segue. Please, go on. I approve of this segue. Please, go on.
I guess it used to be our old living room that's now remodeled as a kitchen back in my mom's place.
I've been going to Crown's house semi-regular since like the sixth grade.
Yeah.
I don't remember you having a computer in the house.
It was.
I remember the computer. It was in the living room, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah. we barely went in there.
Yeah.
Which is now a kitchen. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been in the new house.
It's beautiful in there, actually. They've been working hard. Like, over the couple of years, every now and then I pop in. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on? What's happening? And it's like, oh,
I know
shit.
The house keeps getting bigger and bigger. So shout out to the.
That's what happens when that's what happens when you own the trailer. Yeah,
it's mine. I do what I want with it. Nah, shout out to your parents, man. You know, shout out Big Love. Shout out both of y'all family. You know, we love y'all. This family over here, right? So we're not going to be afraid to have these discussions because we brought family in the building, all right? Now, I'm not trying to set y'all up for failure, but I need to know. So you say the computer was in the kitchen / living room, but back in the day it was the living room, right?
Right. Yes.
Now that's a wide open area. I know exactly where that was now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty wide open area. Okay. Hey, what's your name? Where's the computer in your crib? I know, but like tell the people. Like,
I mean, when we first got a computer, we got that laptop and it stayed in the living room. Right next to TV, you had to sit on the floor to use that bitch. And then eventually that one migrated to my room, and then my mom got another one.
That's the one where you had, like, what's the name of that fucking fake Dance Dance Revolution song? Not song.
No, yeah, I had Dance Dance Revolution.
Dude, weird
yeah.
pad thing.
No, because he had the Chobits theme on it. I was like, this is the greatest song I've ever heard.
I had that desktop. I had that one in, like, the corner of my room, but that one died on me. And then, when we got our first, like, house computer. It was a little laptop, and yeah, it stayed in the in the living room, and so that was yeah. It was a lot of sneaking in there.
There it is. There it is.
Here it is. 1 a.m.
Whether it was middle of the night getting on MySpace Messenger or
got to talk about those.
You were on AIM, or you're looking up, you're downloading some illicit shit on LimeWire or something.
I'm about to come in here and get weird.
I was about to brick the laptop downloading shit on LimeWire.
Turn the seeds off, boys. We're sailing the seven
seas. I don't think LimeWire
seas.
Had seeds, but that's beside the point.
They didn't.
Are we a bear share family?
What?
Niggas used to use a thing called bear share. I don't know if you know what bear share is.
No,
but it's like LimeWire for weird niggas. No. Yeah, LimeWire, we all seen that one. And then we saw FrostWire. We've all seen that one.
Yeah.
RocketWire.
Yes. And then Napster. Nobody in here used Napster.
Never. No.
But there's also bear share. And the logo is like a bear.
Okay. All right. Bear
I never
share.
Used it. So when I heard the Mexo Cream song, Granny. No, Roaches. Yeah, when I heard Roaches, I was all like, what the fuck is this nigga talking? Fucking up computers using LimeWire, bear share. Oh, bear share. Yeah, that was it. I got
that
up.
Bears, I mean, that's a Houston nigga, so like maybe that was just like a shit that was metropolitan. We didn't necessarily get on that. We were just like, whatever works, nigga.
I'm sure that was like the backup, like fucking download site after your mom realized what LimeWire
is. Yeah, like, hold on, man. What the fuck is LimeWire? It keeps showing up on the computer. It's a virus. Yeah, mom.
Yeah, all right, cool, fine, whatever. Bear share it is.
I clicked open an email, mom. I thought it was my school homework.
I used LimeWire a lot for my PSP.
Oh, the PSP. That was my computer.
Yes, it was. That was his computer after all.
Golden age of fucking. All right, cool. So we know the general position. Everybody knows this shit ain't private, man. This shit ain't private.
What, the PSP?
Yeah, no.
No, the PSP was private as fuck.
That's mad private. That's handheld. You were ahead of the wave.
He was the first to jerk off mobile.
Shut up.
Pre iPhone, yeah.
In the room under the covers going, hey.
How did you never mind. You know what, I never asked you this because it never came up. Mm-hmm. It was kind of dumb, but it's like whenever you set up the PSP like in your own home or whatever, how did you like set it up so that you could, you know,
one
utilize
hand? Are you one-handed or you...
Yeah,
so like you like held it like this or
yep,
not the full extension.
That's too much, but he already
also the giant hand grab. Good choice.
You gotta embellish a little bit. Why the fuck would I? Even in my fantasies, why would I have a tiny dick?
In his imagination, and went to work. And about this goddamn thick.
I need the whole fist, actually. Yeah, I never knew because, like, when the phone came out, I was like, "What's the best position to put this bitch over?" You know what I mean?
He needed both hands.
Yeah, and the, you know, like the bed at home, you had your own room, so you don't get it.
I was in there. I don't...
But me and the booth boy over here, like, we shared the room, so I had to figure out how to set the phone the right way.
Yeah, you don't want to leak over. You know, you don't want to leak.
Leak.
What? Spillage.
At a certain, never mind. That's beside the point. Go back to your point.
No, I just want to hold on. Y'all spillage, right? Leakage.
Stop.
Yes. No. I'll
stop here.
Hold on. You might not understand what I'm saying. All
right, no, I get what you mean.
People with siblings, right? If you got a brother, if y'all share a room, all right? There's a certain level of privacy, right? There's a level of like your capacity, right? And anything over that capacity is spillage. It's a leak, right? Right? That
what do you mean by
right?
Capacity?
I'm saying, right? There's only so much level where you maintain autonomy in that room, right? All right?
Oh, okay, cool. You mean spillage into somebody else's space.
Somebody else's space. I'm not talking about fucking jizzing on
I've been stuff. In what's your name's room. I've been in what's your name's room. The only the person who had like the most economic space for their room was Crown.
Indeed.
Because him and his brother literally had like, they had their own separate sides.
They had a classic dorm. They had the dorm room styles. Like, this is me, this is you. You stay over there, I stay over here.
But it was real open concept. It was like a kitchen.
Like, all right. For you, though, that's a whole different situation.
Well, I mean, it's not quite, the space isn't allocated quite properly because we still slept in bunk beds.
It's bunk beds, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, bunk beds.
So he had the top, and then it was like me, and luckily.
No. Top bunk got no luckily. Spillage. top bunk got this much spillage, right? Mm. If you too active with your hips, that's a lot of spillage.
All right. Being active with your hips with other people in the room is actually crazy.
That's nasty. That's disgusting. All right. I don't want to be on the bottom bunk looking up and it's just a fucking sagging fucking mattress. Just like you're not giving too much. Like the headphones.
Where was the booth boy? Never mind.
Oh, when I was staying.
No, not, I don't care. You had your own room. Who gives a fuck?
No. Remember, I moved back and they turned my room into the den. So
but that was then. That was then. I'm talking about something else entirely.
Oh, you can give it
for
up.
A thing I haven't admitted to mom yet. So I'm not doing that.
Ah, those are good. Sometimes you gotta take those secrets to the grave. I don't mind.
And it will go to the grave.
I don't mind letting them slide on that one. We want to keep mama's. Far away from some of this shit as possible. But I'm saying, all right. So spillage-wise, right? You shared a room with your brother, right?
Yeah.
All right, so like, I mean, was it just how was the spillage?
I mean, most of it was we kind of had like you're just thinking of like two futons on two in the same room on separated by a dresser, which we shared, of course. Got the TV across the other side of the room, right in the middle. So that's we shared the TV. Yeah. And then the at a certain point, the laptop that was originally in the living room
migrated
to my room, and the desk at one point was on my side of the room, and you have times where you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, so my brother has to be on my side of the room technically now. That's like,
no, I get it. It's cool, bro.
And being with now that especially now you have the computer, the laptop in the boy's room.
Bro. It's too tempting.
You walk in on some things sometimes.
Oh, for sure. But that's like when you're young, you can kind of walk in on it and be like, all right, I'm gonna keep it player, move on.
I think it's cool. And at that point, everybody's people puppies. Like, we're all just fucking trying to get along, man. I get it. You got urges, you got needs, right? But if you're grown, that's not something that should spill over, right?
No, that's different.
That's the situation I ran into when I moved back home back in like 2013. Because, you know, fucking Boot Boy hadn't moved out, hadn't been kicked out yet. And so, I moved out. What
he got kicked out. All right, cool. We get it.
Excuse me. He looked hurt. I was like, all right, it happened, nigga. All right, but either way, like, in that situation, I was like, I really didn't. That was something I was really restricting myself for.
Because here's
the deal. Here's the deal. My homegirl, my girl at the time had a car. And so we would just be in the yard.
I did the math. I don't need to say it, man.
We'd be in the yard. Like,
I did the math. We're good.
Scoops off with the keys off, like just like park. Just to turn that bitch off as you pull in so nobody knows we're here.
I don't know what it is about that era of your life that I don't ever want to ask
about. Oh, no, it's okay. I don't really talk about it a lot. Also, there was a lot of like closet, bathroom. There was a lot of like
change. Yeah, all right, cool. Bet anyway.
Closet. Yeah, it was good times.
We have a lot of respect for
it. I've got a question for you guys. What's your top beast transformations across media? I'm talking books, movies, TV shows, whatever you find. Like, if you like Animorphs, if you love Bloody Roar, think in these veins, all right? Let us know in the comments. Thank you guys so much. I'm out.
But all right, but yeah, no bet.
Deleted scenes.
So with the spilling situation, right? Sometimes you find yourself peeking over, and sometimes that shit look kind of good. So you'll find yourself like asking about it later, like not like during, like you wait, but you're like, like you wait till after, be like, hey man, what was that thing you was checking out? What was that thing you was looking at, man?
I've never done that in a day in my fucking life.
Oh, you never asked about it?
No, because I was the one who did it. Yeah. I'm the oldest.
He's the chronic masturbator. What the fuck? Nah, B would never.
I'm not going to tell people.
I had roommates, nigga. Like, you know, these are niggas that I don't know. This is also another situation. You got roommates. That's a whole different thing. Four niggas in a two-bedroom. Like, you're wild to see some shit, right? But then you ask some questions like, hey, man, who was that chick, man? I know that you was, you know, having your private moment, but was that Autumn Falls? You like Autumn Falls like that?
Who the fuck is Autumn Falls?
Hey, look, if you hadn't checked out Autumn Falls, get out there and type in the hubs.
Shout out Autumn Falls.
Shout out Autumn Falls.
Yo, he's fucking with Autumn Falls.
A beautiful name.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right, we've beat masturbation to death.
Well, I mean, where we're going.
Not to death. We're going to end up there the whole time. But it's fine. He's good. I don't know why he's acting like nobody can see him. But
he's playing with his dog. Boot Boy's doing his job. He's like, cool, this is a shot.
Segway.
But either way, shout out Autumn Falls, right? You asked about the situation. So I love the internet so goddamn much because collectively we decided that, you know what we need? We need a hub. We need a database of every time an actress was naked. And I'm not talking about just movie stars. The reason I bring up Autumn Falls is because she has an account on my favorite website online. Well, it's not my favorite. It's a top secret website. It lives in my secret browser.
Anybody that's seen Knocked Up knows exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, man. But not the fucking pseudo weird, like, make-believe. I'm talking about the real deal. Mr. Skin, the smiley face nigga from the 50s. Y'all know him, right? Did we argue that's a 50s drawing? I'll play enough Fallout to where I feel like I could say that's 50.
Probably 50s, yeah.
I don't know. I'm about to look it up, but please go on.
You don't remember the logo? Either way.
No, I remember the logo. I had the account.
Mr. Skin Wright is one of my.
He was like Skeevy SGs.
Yeah.
He was like Ass G's weird uncle. Like, yeah. Nah, not weird uncle because G's is older. So, like, it's like his weird nephew, actually. I feel like that's even strange. Y'all got a weird nephew? I don't yet, but like.
Anyway,
that's like if Leisure Suit Larry had to get into
great game. You know what's so great about that game? Yo, I got to get this out because I feel like this is the only place I can get this off my chest, right? iPhones, right? Yes. iPhones, everybody's had, well, not even iPhones, just phones in general.
People know about them.
Right, people know about phones.
Yeah.
You know, you can get games on phones.
Yes.
Okay, so we've all established that we can get games on phones. Yeah, I did a little test run. Got Chrono Trigger on my phone just to see if I could do it.
Ooh.
One of them games I didn't fucking play because I didn't have a fucking Nintendo.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're very expensive. Like they're
$4.99. Eh. Getting the actual Chrono Trigger is like $300. Yeah, like, but you can get it on your phone for $4.99. You know what else you can get on your phone for about $4.99?
Oh, Jesus.
Leisure Suit Larry.
The Forbidden Fruit.
The actual, to me, that was like
forbidden fruit for me.
I'd only seen it in like passing.
Movie gallery.
I didn't even see it there. I saw it on G4 first, and I was like, what the fuck is that, and how can I get
How can I play this game? All right, now, movie gallery, actually, y'all remember the restricted section, the ones with the blinders over them that's like over 18, but all you had to do was move the piece of plastic, and you could see the fucking thing?
I didn't know movie gallery had
a restricted section. You freak fuck.
As many times as I went into movie gallery, I never saw that restricted section.
There's no section. There's games that like have like coverings on them or movies that have coverings on them.
I'm pretty sure that's where I rented a Dead or Alive, Extreme?
That's the one.
Beach Volleyball 2.
Played it on original hardware. That's actually not.
I remember.
I got plenty of mileage out of it.
All you niggas got to play it for real, but I had to emulate it in my 20s.
I think that was the first game I got for my brand new Xbox 360.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I wanted to get Rayman Raving Rabbits,
the 2 days I had it, plenty of mileage.
Who bought the game for you?
My parents.
Oh, but they didn't.
His parents speak Spanish.
Is this an English as a second language privilege here?
Yep. They just nod. Like the cashier did his job and say, hey, just letting you know there's some strong suggestive content in this game. He's like, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Bring it up.
Can't stop you. How did you get the game?
Oh, yeah, I rented it. I'm pretty sure I rented it from a movie gallery. You know, they had a copy there, and I got the one copy that they had.
As soon as
I found out about it, I was
that
like...
That had to be like a dad's house loophole or something.
That was somehow...
No, your mom got that?
No, Yeah.
My mom. She wasn't even looking. That movie gallery, y'all probably had like 8-9 movies.
It's by this point, it's like, I've played how many Grand Theft Auto games or God
That's
games
different.
Where, yeah. where my you know, mom was we go coolest. And buy them, and then it's like... Yeah, same shit. Where it's like, oh, hey, I have to tell you about some of the content since it seems like you're buying this for your son or you're renting this for your son. It's like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, I've been doing this shit. And it's like, but
he's already fucked up. He's like, don't even worry about it.
You're not gonna change his life.
I can go to the strip club and fuck it. I could pull into an alleyway in Grand Theft Auto.
Wouldn't you rather me
do some crazy shit?
That's Grand Theft Auto 4 we're talking about here. Vice City 2, actually. I think there's another strip.
Nah, definitely. Hold on, never mind.
In 5, you can do that, but 5 in 4,
didn't come out till I had graduated, and I'm not getting my mom to fucking rent shit for me after that.
Yeah,
I had the privilege of being like old. I missed out on like Leisure Suit Larry and things to that degree.
I did have a point.
That, I was the guy that was like, yeah, no, I got that. That's my guardian. Y'all want to get into fucking rated R movies? I'm the guy. I'm here for it.
No, I 100%. Like, so I bought Leisure Suit Larry for my fall.
$4.99.
The money that it cost. The amount of money that Leisure Suit Larry cost, I paid
however
it.
Much money.
I did not realize that Leisure Suit Larry was as hard as it was.
Yeah, the game is actually not like...
No, that shit is like difficult.
No, it's this hard. Yeah.
That game is fucking hard.
It's not like one of those click-through hentai games where you don't...
No, I thought that I could just click...
This isn't a visual novel.
They don't
need
him, fuck, homie.
This is not a dating sim.
You want those titties? You gotta
work for it, buddy.
Make that sperm move through this thing. Play Flappy Bird with sperm.
Once again, I played the fucking... So, you know, it's an NES title. Not an NES. It's like a Super Nintendo title first, right?
Jesus.
Yeah, no. Leisure Suit Larry is old.
Yeah, I was going to say, people been wanting to whack off the weird pixels for a long
time. So not
only
did I buy this game, like I got like 30 minutes into it, was like, yo, fuck this. I got on my ship's computer and fucking looked up a walkthrough for it. Printed it out like it's fucking 19. Printed it out like it's 2000 fucking 3.
How many pages?
Like 3.
One of 3. With the ads on the side?
Well, it's because I didn't want to keep on fucking like flicking up and then like scrolling over to the screenshot I took. So I just fucking I did that.
Yeah, like, makes sense.
Beat it and was like, wow, this was not worth my time.
No, but you got to remember, like, you've been waiting all this time.
I've literally waited years
for years this. For the game, and then you play it, and I'm like, wow, this was a Super Nintendo console. They just remastered that.
Wow. What a thunk. And the only titties you see are, like, not worth it.
Yeah, they're not. All the proportions on everybody in Leisure Suit Larry.
No, not even. Like, you have to, like...
Fuck the proportions.
Spoiler alert for spoiler alert for Leisure Suit Larry.
Just in case you motherfuckers didn't know.
You can only, like, fuck twice in the game.
Damn.
So, like, one of them, like, you're supposed to, like,
you're gonna spend a good couple hours, like getting nowhere.
Trying to get, you're getting no fucking where, right?
Nowhere.
So, fucking, there's two of them. One dirty prostitute.
Damn.
Yeah. The one dirty prostitute.
That's right.
And the other one being, like, the actual one that you're supposed to enjoy. But you only get to see one set of titties, and you'll never believe which one you get
the
to see.
The dirty prostitute.
The dirty prostitute.
God damn. But wasn't Leisure Suit Larry trying to hook up with a girl that was out of his league?
Which one?
All of them.
The main story of Leisure Suit Larry.
It would make sense that you might not get the titties. Y'all ever fuck not see the titties?
Hmm?
Y'all ever had sex with a person y'all
IRL?
See the
titties? We're not doing that here.
IRL.
We're not doing that here.
Y'all gotta tell her name.
We're not doing that here.
Okay, never mind. All right. Excuse me, wrong podcast. My bad.
The answer is no, but
always gonna see the titties. Always. No, I've definitely fucked without seeing a titty or two. And it's kind of like, this is great.
Fantastic.
Like,
I feel like we weren't
as fantastic
as I could have been. But either fucking way. Leisure Suit Larry. That's it. But would you, okay, are you guilty about it? Do you feel?
Of course I feel guilty.
All right, so I mean, obviously, you won't tell us how much you spent about it, man.
Like, dollars?
So we spent some time padding your ears, right? Getting you guys, you know, lubed up for how we're going to kind of approach this next segment situation. We want to make sure you guys know, hey, man, if you made it this far into it, right, you know what the fuck time it is, right? It's not going to be, like, all you kids and your moms and your grandmas, y'all are off.
We don't have a strong children.
I hope that we don't have a huge children present. I was just saying.
We don't have one.
For all you guys that were checking it out, now that you're gone, all right, you got guilty pleasures. Everybody does, right?
Y'all.
I got to know, all right, what was a moment in your life where you were like, you know what? I'm a little ashamed of myself after that, fap. And I mean, like, to a movie, not like to a video or something like that. Just a moment of your time. Because I'm going to tell you, you guys remember the movie Single White Female?
No, what's that?
Oh, God. Single White Female.
What is that? Is that like that sketch in Futurama?
Single female lawyer. Having too much sex.
No, that's Ally McBeal. That's an Ally McBeal joke. Y'all remember Ally McBeal? Dancing baby?
No.
Ruled the internet for a long time. It was one of the first popular memes. All right, but either way, motherfucking meme. Single White Female is a movie about, like, a woman. She gets an apartment. She ends up getting a roommate, right? Her roommate is a little weird. She's a little socially awkward, right? So her being as cool and calm as she is, the roommate decides, I want to just lom on you. So they become good friends, right? Homegirl gets a boyfriend, starts bringing him around, right? Other roommate awkward chick gets jealous, right? So she decides, not only do I want to be your friend and you're ignoring me for this nigga, I am going to change my entire fucking personality and haircut and wardrobe to match you. Now I am kind of you, right?
I would never watch this movie.
Right? Okay. All right. Now this gets more and more obsessed with this individual as she goes on. Now, mind you, this is a movie. You got to watch a lot of this movie to get to where I'm talking about here, because, like, it's pretty rough.
Go on.
So the boyfriend of homegirl that's pretty cool, right? The one that's being copied, right? She gets tricked, right? She homegirl.
Ooh, we're going on a dark button. All right, hold on.
He gets tricked, right? She calls him over. She pretends to be her friend, says her friend's here, blah, 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 blah. But she's like, yeah, just meet her over. So she writes a note or some shit like that. She gets him in the bedroom. All the lights are off. And then she blows him. But she's like, blows him under the covers and kind of hides her head. She's got the same haircut, same hair color, same general size. And
this
it's dark.
Is.
So she blows him. And it's pretty vivid. Like, it's pretty vivid for TV. Like, but they're playing this shit in the middle of the daytime.
Oh,
and I was just like, I never have I seen it outside of porn such like a well-directed or shot scene. And I mean, poor guy, because he was very upset.
You said God or guy?
God, poor guy.
Okay,
what,
cool.
What? Right.
Poor God, he had to see the whole thing.
I'm not a
Jesus wept.
Yo, Yeah. So blah blah blah. He's like, oh my god, I can't believe it. Because in the middle of the blowjob, like he looks down and she looks up at him and he realizes it's not his girlfriend. He's like, oh no, wait.
Oh, that shit got this one.
And he finishes and he's like, oh, I gotta leave. He starts getting up and she's on the bench and she's like, what are you doing? What's going on? Now we can't tell her, so now you have to do what the fuck I say. So she tries to blackmail a dude. He's like, I'm just gonna tell her the truth that you're a crazy bitch. He's like, you can't do that. And so she grabs this fucking stiletto heel and she just fucking whacks the shit out my nigga. And it's in his eye and shit. So now he's dead. She got to hide him. And so her homegirl comes home. And he's like, oh, no. So she ties her homegirl up. Y'all ain't got to get the rest of the movie. Watch the rest of the movie. It's pretty climactic. It's crazy shit. But that I found myself, as I watched the movie, getting that point going.
No, so, I mean, if you keep going, then I don't have to watch the movie. I just have to look at the sex scene. Yeah, spoiler alert for fucking. I just have to look at the sex scene. That's all I had to do.
It was pretty wild. But either way, like,
I don't have to wait.
This is a horror movie?
Wikipedia article.
No, it's kind of a thriller. It's kind of a suspense. It's in the same vein as like Enough and like a lot of these.
What is this called?
This is called Single White Female. This is a very popular movie. Like,
no, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. Yeah. It's got a sequel.
Yeah, because the thing is that it's so popular.
This movie is literally as old as you are.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It got a sequel?
Yeah, 2005.
Oh, man, is it the same?
Direct to video.
Okay.
Oh, well. Probably not that great. For being honest.
Oh, God. Those fucking half chubs we just got there.
Half chubs.
But yeah, no, I'm bearing my soul and tell you guys how it was. This really did happen to me. This played so much. This was so popular. It played on Cinemax. It played on HBO. And so on all hours of the night, it got to the point where I actually DVR'd this, hit it.
You went to grandma's house?
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
DVR'd this so I'd have it in the tuck. And it just seems like a regular thing. It's not like it's rated R, but whatever. It just seems like some random shit that Papa would have downloaded.
It could have been. Yeah, it was easily blamed. Yeah. Got it.
It was very easy. Right? This is not something I had to sneak to the back room of the computer, clear everybody out for, or stick my hand under my shirt and try to play real softly. Like,
no, I get it.
But, all right, so I bare my soul. You guys see what the general concept is. Does anybody have any moments like that? Anybody experience this?
Where you fapped and you weren't proud of it?
Fapped and weren't proud of it, but like, damn, it was like a core memory almost. It formed in you, like, kind of.
I want to hear crowns first.
Of course.
Oh, no.
No, don't worry about that. It's
okay, awesome.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
Shit. This happened. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, maybe like, great.
Like 5-6 years ago, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, that's recent, dog.
Probably. Maybe he was 10 years ago. No. Would
have been. Let's just say it's 10 for the sake
of
saying.
Time for brevity. You know?
Yeah. So I was watching a YouTube video and talking about like deleted scenes from horror movies, right?
Okay.
And they mentioned Evil Dead.
Okay. Seen it.
Wait, the newest one?
No.
Probably
the old one, like
the one from Love the Evil 70s. Dead.
Yeah, the one with Ash in it. The one with
Yeah.
I think they all have Ash in it, bro.
Yeah, and
I don't know
shit
about
where
Evil
I
Dead.
Think it's going.
I think it is, homie. So yeah, they brought up this one particular scene, and they said that they had to cut the scene because it was too
hot for TV,
too graphic. and it's Tito's. Yeah, basically it's a scene in Evil Dead where I guess like. Personally, I never watched an Evil Dead
involving
movie.
Involving a tree?
Yes, involving a tree.
There's definitely cuts in the movie. Yeah. It's still there.
Yeah, so like enough beating around a bush. Get it? It's a tree joke.
Oh, well, I get where this is going.
But yeah, basically shit was like going off and one unfortunate woman was snatched up by a tree and a tree branch just...
Did what tree branches do?
Tree branches.
Yeah. did what tree branches do?
It was a tentacle porn with tree branches.
Quick aside, right?
Yes.
You guys know the moment in, not Final Destination, it's The Descent, right? Where the rebar poles happen?
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
That for a long time now.
Clash.
Pole?
The Descent was the movie where all the girls, everybody goes down in the cave. There's cave monsters and shit.
I think so.
Okay, but at the very beginning of that, there's a very traumatic scene that explains why one of them goes full bestial at the end because she just starts fucking them niggas up. Like, she taps into some real deep-seated shit.
because she was in a car accident where a rebar truck, all the poles came through, and it slaughtered her parents, but it impaled, right? So for a while, whenever something got impaled or thrusted upon some kind of, I'd say pole.
Word choice.
Pole. Oh.
Pole.
Fascinating.
We were all there. All right.
So so she got pulled by
the You were rent. Telling us about the the Evil Dead scene where there was
Did you fap to that? Is that what you're trying to do? Is that where you're going with this?
With the pole or the tree?
No, the tree branch. But no, so you're talking about the tree branch. Keep going, because it's deep.
This
is my man. It's just I was curious about, like, wait, is that really a scene that was in a fucking
absolutely film? Absolutely.
And, after some research, I'm pretty sure I found it on Mr. Skins. Either that or X Videos. I don't remember. Hey, man,
we got I wouldn't be surprised if we got on X Video.
It's just the scene of a woman just getting penetrated by a tree branch. Yeah. And unfortunately, it sounded like she dig it, but I can tell that this was probably
this
not
is not the good.
This is not supposed to be.
Well, I mean, there's no reality.
What possessed her? That is that's exactly how she gets possessed.
It was one of those deep seated carnal things that made you that led you to kind of.
I
don't know if you ever seen The Evil Dead.
I've seen them all. I've never seen them all.
That is a white movie if I've ever seen. Yes, but
I've seen a lot of them because I didn't watch the series. I didn't watch the.
Nobody did.
It seemed like it's interesting. I mean, yeah, obviously.
But I know they do a lot of freak weirdo shit and
it's
fucking.
It's a lot of weird shit. And the newer ones, they were like, let's go ahead and adapt it to the more modern style of like being more graphic because we're allowed to do more. And that particular scene, because, you know, it's all like The Evil Dead, the last one was a semi reboot. So that scene's pretty crazy and graphic as well. Like, but that involves like vines. It's a vine scene that was real rough.
And I'm sure you fucking anyway.
No, not that one. But no. I mean, there are others that live in that weird, like, not so proud, not my proudest fucking fap situation.
Yeah.
So I mean, wrong. Like, crown, bear the soul.
Now, shout out to him for that, because I would have never admitted that. I would take that shit to my fucking grave.
But he said, come live. He brought it here. All right,
put me in the casket and that one thing I did to the Evil Dead. Put that in the casket as well.
Yeah. Like, it's like, hey, look,
you can't judge me. I'm dead.
All right. What's your name, man? I got to know. It might not be as deep. You might have something more lighthearted. I don't know. What you I mean, there's a couple up there. I would give more than just these. But
I feel like one of the first probably Mr. Skin scenes that anybody looks up and has one of those moments too is I'm a big Stanley Kubrick fan. Okay. But Eyes Wide Shut.
No. Golden.
Yeah, Eyes Wide Shut. It's you got that scene where I've never seen the movie, by the way.
That's a long ass movie to be watching.
I've never actually seen it. If you know anything about it, then you have seen that scene with the masks and
give us the semi breakdown.
It's just you see
I love that movie.
You see somebody walking through this party in a lavish mansion, and there's just people. It's pretty much an orgy just happening. Everybody's wearing masks, and it's it goes on for a bit. It's
A solid 4 minutes.
This is one of those depictions of those like upper class Illuminati-esque like. Parties that we all hear about, like that P. Diddy is currently being accused of having.
Eyes Wide Shut parties. I don't know why I don't get
shout out Ciroc.
Ciroc boys in the building tonight.
I've already told you guys I have performance issues. I don't feel like I could do the.
No, me neither. Thing. But
I don't like I just not like performance problems. Like maybe I got a baby. I got a whole child. We rock this. This dick work. But I'm just saying, this dick don't work in front of 8 people.
Come on, man. It's not even like that. You guys didn't see the buildup.
I might, get real intimate with one person, but then by the time that I'm even halfway done and somebody else joins in, I'm like.
Which I mean, that's a much more, that's a weird scene to get off to or whatever. But
I'm definitely. I mean,
it's much better than like a Clockwork Orange or something like that.
Oh, no. You're a weird nigga if you ever did that.
Yeah.
A weird nigga I would never judge.
There are definitely more tame situations. There are also way more fucked up situations. Like, you niggas know Splice?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Adrian Brody and that weird alien that looks like Ruby Rose.
Yeah. Oh, I never put two to two together.
It's not Ruby Rose. It's some fucking. Swedish actor. Believe me, I skinned it.
Don't worry, I skinned it.
Fucking wild.
I skinned it. No shots to Ruby Rose, but that alien was made to look like you.
Whoa!
Oh my!
Anyway, you know what? It wasn't an alien; it was a mutated.
Orange is the new splat. Christ.
You know what? I'm gonna give you a twofer because I just totally fucking remembered. Since you mentioned Splice and aliens, there was a fucking Mexican movie that had a girl literally got fucked by a alien tentacle octopus thing
in Mexico.
I think I've seen that it like splits around like it's like a pile of fucking tentacles in the corner, like basically.
Kind of.
Yes, I think
movie is this?
I think I know because the lighting is weird. It's like a box. Like it's shot like a box.
Jamie, can you pull that up, please?
Cue the fucking tentacle.
Yeah, but
Jamie, can you look that up?
Remember that?
Just look up tentacle porn.
Existed. Wow.
Mexican.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
What age were you when this shit came?
Oh shit. CGI wasn't that great, so it had to be at least
like 2014, 2015, yeah, somewhere around there.
Well, this is new.
Mexican tentacle. New-ish. Fuck.
That's 10 years. That's like 10 years ago.
A joke.
Hold on. No, ago. You gotta. I'll do it if you want.
Yeah, please.
You want me to use my phone?
I mean, it's fine. I don't think anything's gonna pop up over there. I'm pretty good about incognito.
Foreign films, man, are filled with those things.
Hey, here it is. It's actually the first.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Mexican tentacle fuck movie.
Oh, go. Shit. Where did it go?
All right. Can we pull this up, please?
It's called The Untamed.
The Untamed.
Who's the director?
Good question. Wikipedia.
Listen to this man right here.
This isn't a Guillermo del Toro.
Puppetry was incredible.
I never saw The Sound of Water. Or what's the name of that
shape
shit?
Of Water. Shape of Water. But I heard that's a pretty wild
one. Well, I don't think so. I don't think there's a sex scene in Shape of Water.
There is a sex scene.
There's definitely a sex scene.
There's a sex scene.
That's been described a couple
of
times.
What a weird movie to have a sex scene.
Another one of my not proudest facts.
That's a good one. Hold on. Don't you get in the tub? Or does she climb in the tank with him?
I think she's in the tank. Yeah.
Did she hold her breath the whole time, or like?
Well, like the kiss, like I think there's like a kissing thing where he transfers air or something. I don't remember. Like,
you know what was an awkward sex scene that I just saw today? Have you seen You People?
Yeah, I love that one.
With Lauren London and Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not it. That was not.
Didn't they have to CGI the kiss?
I'm sure they did. If I was Nipsey Hussle, I would turn in my grave if I found out.
Is that the mother of my children? And
also Lil Wayne's children, but that's beside the point.
Damn.
Who gives a fuck? On top of that.
I mean, hey, man, people can have more than baby daddy. You know,
shout out. Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. I mean, you're Lil Wayne.
Live your life. Hey.
You're literally the greatest rapper of all time. Like, I get it.
I can't.
Oh, he is reading the synopsis. All right.
I cannot. Oh, he's deep in there.
All right.
Hey,
so,
man, are you in the plot?
Yeah, I'm going to read in the plot.
Okay, he's getting hard right now.
It was also an unfortunate incident.
Oh. She didn't want that.
The tentacles. Yeah. I mean, I would assume that.
Ah, it does.
I would assume that. Y'all know the history behind tentacle fucking?
Hentai?
Tentacle fucking. Tentacle fucking. Let's not get that shit fucked up.
It's got to be a cultural thing, right?
He said as well.
It's got to be a cultural
thing. No, 100% cultural.
Yeah, painting.
Crown, you want to tell them or what?
So the reason why they ended up using tentacles is because
I thought you were about to tell me. He passed the mic to
me. No, you should let him do it.
Let him go.
He's definitely got the he's got the lore on it.
Y'all know Billy and the Power Rangers?
My hentai phase only lasted for so long.
Y'all know Dexter's
allegedly.
Y'all know Double D? That's what about this nigga with some of this sexual shit. Like, this nigga's pretty good.
Hey, man.
He's pretty good.
No, Double D's.
Ed, Eddie?
Yes,
you said Dexter's Laboratory.
Smart nigga cartoons. Like, yeah. I said Dexter's Laboratory first. I said Dexter, then Double D. Yeah, y'all know.
Did he tell you the history of tentacle fucking or no?
Yeah, please. Come on,
all right,
man.
All right.
Give it to me.
So, yeah, the long story short, it's basically censorship. So, back then, Japan does not allow, like,
dicks.
Yeah, dicks just in general.
Can't see
so
dicks.
They're like, fuck
I don't
it,
think
what
they still do.
Do.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah, so they just went around it by just doing tentacles or anything that's not dick shaped, really. So
No.
Sausages, hot dogs, fish. Like straight up fish, like alive. Fish.
Is there a Japanese live sausage culture?
Yeah, they just wanted to get back at the censors, so yeah,
they said fuck it. We'll do
it. And they've been doing it since like the 1800s, dude. It's crazy.
But the women are also drawn. Like, they're not
yes,
real.
Yes, the geishas would be drawn, and it'd be like tentacles and shit. I guess like squids and shit are way
so
more.
So if you drew porn back in the day, I mean, you'd have to censor it.
It's an island.
Yes,
it's a giant island.
I mean, you can show all the titties that you want, but you can't show a dick. It's crazy.
Yeah. So thus, in order to
and meanwhile, you got the Kama Sutra the whole time.
And fight the powers.
I'm like, that's the Indians.
That's the Indians. That's,
I know. They're just drawn dicks.
Like, for sure. No,
so the Greeks and the motherfucking Romans, they have prevalent dicks. Like, there's
Well, yeah, it's Greeks though. Like, you can see a dick anywhere. I've never seen more dick graffiti in my life than in fucking Greece. And I've been to high school in America. So.
You haven't been to a bathroom stall?
Niggas is over here drawing dicks everywhere. You can get dick shaped fucking Mazda key anyway, beside the point. People like, you go to the gift shop and it just be dicks there. I think it just is what it is. Mm. Like, they have like Caesar's. Anyway, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Greek dick.
Damn, Greek dick. Greek dick sounds like a freak nick.
Greek dick, freak nick, same thing. Anyway, all right. So, fucking, when I was, what is my not proudest fep? I'm not going to actually say my not proudest one because nobody wants to know that. What? But, because I can't think of specifically what it is. But.
This man was jerking off to Team America.
Oh, my God. Damn,
yo, that's not inaccurate.
That's not too far.
That's not inaccurate.
Shout out 2006.
Anything that makes you, like, watch it and be like, what the fuck is this? And you just kind of get on your shoulders and jimmy it down. Puppet fucking, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. You just unlocked some shit. Another not proudest fap. You guys remember the South Park sex scene?
Which one?
There was a couple of them.
You talking about the one with... No. No.
There's a
couple. Y'all not cool enough for that.
There's a couple of them. And I will say, there were definitely some moments back in the day in that house.
Please. Whoa, didn't that. Have to drop her name. Go ahead.
How are you supposed to bleep these?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, back in the day.
Did any of us know about scissoring before South Park?
So we all agree that's not a proud fact, right?
Scissor me timbers.
Yeah, for sure. Scissor me timbers.
I know the...
Mrs.
The,
Garrison, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I know Mrs. the...
Not Lesbos, Labos.
Yeah, I'm not proud.
Probably some coke in that.
Yeah, sure, fine. Poor. I'm just letting you know I'm not proud of it. All right.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I get
I didn't even want to bring
think
up.
I wanted to tell everybody I was out here looking at forcible blowjobs, thinking this was okay to.
No, it was totally cool. You came
with
the
Harlem Shake.
Ah, jam. That's crazy. You guys are on the list of people I was just forcing that down. I forced that down.
Hey, Brian, check this out.
You showed that.
Yeah, it was me.
You were that guy.
That was me.
Through the Hall of Shame.
He was that guy.
Shout out to Joji for putting that fucking trend on the map.
God damn. Was that Joji?
That was Joji, but he wasn't Joji at the time. He was Filthy Frank.
Damn.
Pink guy.
Wow. Joji, Filthy Frank, whatever.
Now, was I not the only person that actually went to the website, facialabuse.com, that came from?
No.
I don't know if you want to admit that.
I don't think those guys are still in business. I actually think they're gone now.
You put me on and I never got back on.
No, you were the freak ass older brother that did this.
I came from the chain email fucking area, man. I grew up in that. All right, I grew up in that nasty ass culture where it was like this thread is 18 fucking things long because it's been passed around by.
You were the nigga to talk about. Have you ever seen meatspin.com?
Yeah.
You showed it.
Nigga flip.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't say it. I'm glad you did. I'm glad
Never
you
in
did.
My life have I been to meatspin.com.
There was a whole website for it.
I just assumed.
It just redirected to a whole website of it.
Nothing wrong with it.
I'm sure you could have learned technique.
I gotta say that when it comes to that particular video, that was swift movement.
I was dexterous.
I never watched
You've never seen anybody do it since, I bet, have you? Yeah, exactly.
No, I didn't.
What nigga flip. I think she was hurt.
I never watched it. Idiot.
There might have been a lawsuit from that.
I'm picturing it in my head, bro. Just the swift. Can you imagine that in 60 frames per second?
Oh, my God. Hey, can we get nigga flip?
No, I do think that they should remaster. Yo, right fuck now. Remastering games. We should remaster, like, fucked up shit.
Bro, why is there nobody remastering old porn? Like,
No. Oh, God. No, he's got a point.
New Boogie Nights? Bro, can we get a new Boogie Nights with
singing,
Pete Davidson?
Who's Nailing Palin?
As Mark
HD remaster.
HD Nailing Palin.
4K.
It's like when Shadow of the Colossus came out on remaster. I was like, no, I have to have that.
I'm not gonna let you sweep this under the rug. Boogie Nights. We need a remake of Boogie Nights.
You think I watched Boogie Nights?
Yeah. Boogie Nights is fantastic.
I recently watched
the ending of that movie.
What happened? Is it like Sausage Party or is it like
something?
No, the guy. Boogie Nights.
You know that scene out of the Boondocks when the guy's in the living room just like, yeah, you know, and then someone's just throwing fucking fireworks? Like, that's where that's
What from. Episode of the Boondocks is that? No, Booth Boy, what is it? Is this Give him the mic.
Yeah.
Episode whenever they go Thugnificent selling
switch
crack.
A fucking, yes, switch yeah. a camera angle yeah, so people yeah, can fucking...
Thugnificent selling crack, and he's going to... I don't need them to see me.
Whatever.
Anyways, Thugnificent is selling crack because he's going broke, and he goes and talks to a fucking label
producer.
Dude.
I think yeah, so, yeah.
And there's a kid just throwing firecrackers and shit the whole time.
That shit's from Boogie Nights. That's whenever shit gets real. That's when they have to start selling crack.
You find out Aaron Magruder is like way more like tapped into media than I thought.
There's a lot of references that I didn't get until I was older. Like Boogie Nights, I didn't watch till I was about like 27.
What the fuck is Boogie Nights even
Dirk
about?
Diggler was not digging Boogie it too Nights, much
you're
anymore.
You're saying that like I should know his name?
Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch. Mark Wahlberg, right?
Mark Wahlberg. Wow, that's crazy you called him Marky Mark.
Yeah. I was
that's crazy. He said nigga in fucking Four Brothers, but that's beside the point. And other movies.
He did. And Andre 3000 let it happen.
He was the most useless character in that whole movie, but that's beside
the point. My family. My kids.
Of course I snitched. All right, man.
What was y'all going to do, man? Y'all wasn't here watching him die. Goddamn. My nigga went to do a little acting.
No, I got it. That's why you move. Yep.
But dead ass, man. Boogie Nights, Mark Wahlberg is a kid who works at a fucking sketch. Either way, he's a kid with a big dick, right? Kid with a big dick.
He works in a kitchen, I think.
Yeah, he's fucking...
He's like a dishwasher or something.
He's fucking a couple of older broads. He's just doing it just because he doesn't know what to feel. He doesn't know feelings. He's dumb.
Got it.
All right? And so Burt Reynolds looks at this nigga and goes, he sees his dick print, I guess.
You got the golden dick.
Yeah, you got the golden dick, and I need you for my films.
Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
Dirk Diggler.
You know the dad in Shameless?
No, I know who... Which one? Fucking...
The dad.
William H. Macy.
Shameless? The nigga with the fucking psoriasis.
Is a dad's name in Shameless? I don't give a fuck about Shameless.
I don't watch fucking...
As a nigga that grew up in small town East Texas...
Frank, that's his name.
Yeah. Frank. I don't need to see Shameless. I'm from small town East Texas.
You don't gotta watch it. I'm just saying that the actor...
Sure, he dies from COVID. Spoilers.
Who?
In the show.
Yeah, in the show.
That's how Frank died?
That's how it ends. That's how it ends.
Yo, that's crazy.
Shit. I'm pretty sure.
This nigga knows Shameless.
The man gets COVID and dies.
He got too excited because they've been dead.
I watched
Frank
one
forever.
Season of Shameless and was like, oh, we're just going to be broke forever.
That's
he doesn't
thing.
Die till the last episode.
And then broke,
he dies from COVID and then hovers over everybody.
Yeah. Either way, that nigga's in the movie.
Go ahead, do the thing.
That nigga's in the movie and motherfucking me, his wife is fucking everybody. And he just keeps like trying to, like, it's years of this. But yeah, Marky Mark goes.
He shoots himself because of it at a party.
Well, I mean, he shoots the.
Everybody's seen Boogie Nights but me.
He shoots his wife, shoots the guy that she was fucking. Then he came out and is like.
Bing!
Yeah.
He's just known as the guy whose wife gets
episode
fucked.
Of Looney Tunes in like that.
Yeah. But usually they say, like, no, I've seen everything.
I'm never getting back with this.
But either way, I say we should remake Boogie Nights and we cast Pete Davids.
I'm done with Pete.
I love Pete.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
I love Pete. Recent special? Great. Fantastic.
I bet his dick is
on. It's
not
a secret. Ariana already said that he has a big dick.
No, that's
I bet that bitch only 7.5 inches.
I don't think
the low end spectrum of big dicks.
I don't think Marky Mark has a big dick. I think it was just a part of the movie. I just figured we should cast the nigga with
I think
the
he has
dick.
A prosthetic dick in that movie. Like, you see it. Sure. Yeah.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not Clinton.
Paul Thomas Anderson directed this.
Mark does not have a big dick. I don't know.
That was crown scene Boogie Nights and not me. Where the fuck did you watch Boogie Nights?
It's on HBO Max right now. You can go watch it.
I'm pretty sure I torrented
it. That's not where Crown watched it.
I might have watched it on Netflix, actually.
There's a couple of really good scenes in that motherfucker as well. But those are decent fraps. These are decent faps.
Fap worthy.
Yeah.
Very well.
Heather Graham is fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll take it.
Wait. Redhead bitch, right?
She's the roller skating girl.
But redhead, yeah, right. Redhead, what's the name of the?
Oh, that's Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore, yes.
She's
in May December.
She's a bad
and Don John, but that's fair.
And Don John, yeah.
She's in Don John.
Right, what a good time.
What a great time.
Also a weird fact. All right, here, I got another one for you guys real quick. You guys remember Her?
Yes, of course we remember Her.
Directed by Spike Jonze.
The movie, Joaquin Phoenix, where they
voiced
had,
by Scarlett Johansson.
It was where Scarlett Johansson was Siri.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know why, for some reason, when you said Her, I was thinking of T.
Oh, that's a
wow!
That's a different
spectrum.
That's not her. Like a 30-second watch. Like it was a 30-second. Like I can maybe catch something to this before the.
I mean, I wouldn't be proud.
That sound effect, by the way, the sound effect. You guys remember that?
Like, it's like every somebody time. Grabbed that bag of chips and just.
You think I wash all the fucking teeth? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was some rough stuff. But nah, it was, there's some faps that I can say I'm not proud of. There's some faps that I say, I was like, you know what, these are decent. I don't understand why anybody would feel ashamed of this.
No, I mean, there's a quality to like a fap that you're not going to be proud of, right? Yeah. Like, you just got to think to like you got to think about like telling a story to somebody and be like, oh, you know what, I think I'm going to leave that part out. Once you say that part.
Yeah, suddenly it's like you have exited the realm of motherfucking me. Layman's term. You exited the realm of normalcy.
Oh no, for sure, for sure. What's like Team America?
Yeah,
I mean, like, yeah, he said it as a joke, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't
think about it, like, or at least think, even hump a pillow.
Yeah, for sure. At least just a polite little, like a polite little stuff job, or fucking.
I've seen Team America up until that point, and there's a reason why I haven't seen it past that
point. You want me to finish it? I am not interested anymore.
I already finished.
I don't want to see this shit
over
anymore.
Over with and done.
Nah, fuck
good
it.
Night, Comedy Central.
There's a part in Bernie Mac's last movie, Soulman.
Oh my god!
I have yet to finish Soulman.
Because
I get to the part. Scene? Yeah.
Shout out Samuel Jackson's long ass weird ass tongue.
Now, once I see that, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm done with this movie. I don't think it's ever gonna get to this point again.
Bro, that's
Mass Effect. I don't play Mass Effect because I'm like, once I like burn out the fucking romance options, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm good.
No, the universe is saved. I can't.
One of the not proudest facts is having to stay up until 3 a.m. in the morning to go to Comedy Central or any of those just to jack off to Girls Gone Wild.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Censored. Oh my god, dude.
Paid programming for Girls Gone Wild. Where everything they showed was blurred, and it's like you had to use your imagination. It's like you might as well be jacking off to anything else. Like, yeah, it's like it's
wow, dude.
That was a time to be alive.
Yeah,
that's bringing me back.
Yeah, because then you were like baiting for like satellite cable and shit. Because suddenly it was like, oh, Skinamax. Shout out Skinamax, man. 2 a.m. to fucking.
You're either watching weird shit on Adult Swim, or you're Which trying to jack off to fucking. Paid programming on Comedy Central.
Man. No, or because I got to speak from the black point of view, because I don't know. Did y'all catch a BET cut at all? I mean, that didn't air for long. So, like, that's a different generations of. Like,
no.
I don't think I ever caught that.
Yeah, BET.
I wish I would have.
I was just barely old enough to catch a BET uncut or two. And then also to have some crazy ass uncles and cousins that recorded that shit just to have the music on. VHS, but also to catch somebody swiping a credit card down somebody's ass, or you know, the fucking scene in y'all know Elevators, me and you, yo mama and your cousin too. That's a fucking Outkast, right? Well, if you catch that on BET Uncut, there's a scene where there's because the album's AT Aliens and everybody's in the room and everybody's like naked and stuff like that. Yeah, wow. But I mean,
I haven't seen that.
You can catch it censored, but you can also BET Uncut. Shout out.
I'm not one of those weirdos that jerked off to BET Uncut.
I brought up the fact that BET Uncut is another like section of that. Not necessarily everybody was able to catch that. This is another thing. A lot of what we spoke on is dated, but what I want to get to is some more recent shit. You know what? You know what? Fucking swept the nation. Game of the year. You know what game of the year this is?
Having an unproud fap in your 20s is crazy. Your late 20s.
Baldur's Gate 3. All right, Baldur's Gate 3. You know one of the reasons why that motherfucker made game of the year.
Because you could have sex with a bear.
You could have sex with a bear. I'm glad. All right.
Yep. You think I know that you?
That was like promotional material.
No, you wouldn't know that actually.
Yeah. How they advertise that you could fuck a bear here.
You could advertise that you could talk to a bear, which led to the fact that
that's how they hyped that shit up.
Do I have to be? Never mind.
For context, it's one of the companions that you can have named Helsin, and he's a druid.
And he can transform.
That's different.
And he can trap.
Yeah, oh, if he's a druid, that's different.
So, yeah.
Which reminds me, hey, while you guys are here, we are in the middle of a, we're canvassing content right now. Right. So if you have any like beast transformations or any cool shit like that that you've encountered before, blah, blah, blah. Let us know. Oh, there goes our dog. Hey, yep. So, yeah, for sure. If you got shit like Bloody Roar or fucking Animorphs or fucking what's another one? Underworld. Also not Proud Fep, but I'm also not ashamed to say it. You're more than welcome to fucking just drop it in the comments and let us know how like that shit works for you. Anyway, back to what you were saying.
Thank you.
Housen, he's just a romance option. I believe I personally never,
You never actually pulled the romance off for there?
No, because I screwed up a mission and he...
Oh, so you were trying. This wasn't a situation...
No, I wasn't trying. I really wasn't trying because Lazelle, the green lady, was the one that won my heart, so...
Oh, the Gith?
Yeah.
The Gith Yankee, excuse me.
Yeah, the Gith Yankee.
Not your... there's a couple of like very interesting faced characters in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You got a couple of devils that you can... Oh, excuse me. You got a couple of tieflings that you can mess around with. A devil, excuse me, an actual devil, because can't you romance Raphael?
You cannot with Raphael, but you can with Minthara.
Okay, got you.
Minthara is a devil that will one of your companions hates so much.
Is it the one tiefling chick?
No, that's Karlach.
Ah, okay, yeah. See, I haven't actually fully played the game. I've only checked up in some of the lore and stuff. My fucking machine, I got it on PC, so my machine doesn't necessarily like run it as crisp as I wanted to. So sometimes it gets annoying, like some of the awesome crisp ass backgrounds kind of like overload my shit, and I'm just like, I just want to go to the end of Act One without fucking it glitching a bit.
Hey, villain, real quick question. And this is just very much so a not proud fap. Any fap that like results in like the characters just fading to black and then like opening back up, not proud of it, right? The Witcher Fable.
Wait. Fallout New Vegas. Hear me out. New Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas. Red Gamora. Lucy. What's your name?
Red Lucy.
Red Lucy.
Oh man.
Are you even, sure? Even Red Grand Theft Auto.
And Joanna. Like,
you take a stripper home and what?
You can actually like physically see like prostitutes in GTA. It's crazy. Like you can pick them up.
Yeah, but if you take them up, if you take them home,
yeah, then
it's just an animation.
Yes,
of them
that's the act.
I don't know from personal experience.
Don't forget the bouncing car. That's different. It didn't get good until GTA 4. But okay, it's not Red Lucy. Red Lucy is the one where you have to like fight through the fucking arena and shit.
You get to have sex with her at the end.
Yeah, but that's with the arena. I'm talking about the one where...
Oh, Joanna.
Not that one. Yeah. Yes. Not proud of this. Only...
No. I did Red Lucy. I earned that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I earned that. I had a quick save before that.
Yeah, got a quick save before that. Red Lucy. I'm going for it, boys.
I killed Death Clowns.
You want me to go where? What? Quarry Junction? You want me to do what?
Bet. Tell this. That's my matriarch? All right, yeah.
I'm that horny, and it is 2 a.m. I will finish this mission.
No internet, nigga. I am down bad.
I'm going right to Quarry Junction with a grenade launcher. I'm going crazy.
Earning your fucking FAP is wild as shit. Not proud of the FAP that you earned is great.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not proud of it, but I'm also like, why I worked for it, so.
Why not work? Why not? And then shout out to you for not, like, just looking it up. Like, you know, in a world where we could just pull shit up.
Indeed. There's a couple of, never mind.
No.
I exclusively look up the hints just to get the sex scene that I could always look up. Like,
yeah.
And then if I don't get it, I'm pissed off. I have to get it. I have to go back and reload my save and do it again.
Man, this is fucking bullshit. I'm about to go.
All right.
What do you mean I can't fuck the ghoul?
There's $60 down the toilet. Fuck.
Fucking trash.
Wow. All those hours and all that money.
You got me fucked up. I'm going back.
Could have paid for a Pornhub subscription.
Now, what do you think the devs are going through when they just kind of like put the shit? What? Like, the dev is like, yo, man, this guy's good. I can't wait. Because is it like the same energy as like Ray?
You mean the guys that get paid to model 3D titties?
Shout out to MoCap.
No. Wait. Villain wants the mic.
Okay, so in video games, what about like the MoCap actors? Like,
there's MoCap actors? I never once thought.
You don't even
in
have
the
MoCap
game where like,
yeah.
You won't last 3 seconds in this game. There's a MoCap guy that put that shit together.
Do that shit in Blender.
Yo, he's in Blender going nuts right now.
Like, think about the fucking, what is it? The fulcrum? Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, Folly artist, you know what I'm saying?
Like, the Folly artist. You talking about the nigga that puts the sounds together?
Macaroni just fucking staring at you.
All for me. Thanks, man.
Good shit, bro. Good shit. No, but deadass, Folly artist is a hilarious job, man. You just got to fucking figure out what random house objects sound like. So
you ever watch Fairly Odd Parents? Of course you have. Love that shit. But, and this is not going to go into any type of fat material, you fucking weirdo. But somebody like recently like pointed out that like in every episode of like every subsequent episode of fucking Fairly Odd Parents is like a noise for every fucking motion that they make. It's like say the dad in there like moves his hand up like this and like wink, blink, blink. That type of shit.
Yeah.
It's nuts. They pay a nigga for that. That's it. That's it.
Just somebody out here tinking teacups.
That's okay. It. Tink, tink. That's this all it is.
This is what doors sound like.
Beside the point, no, I'll show you after this.
But that's what I'm saying. Foley artists for fucking porn's in fucking sane.
Do they have Foley artists
for porno? For sure, definitely. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
High quality, for sure.
I don't know. I'm not in porn. You're not in porn. He's not in porn. We're not.
Yeah, motherfuckers going in on pomegranates, like in the booths.
They're gonna love this.
You kind of have to. With all the animations and the. Like the source movie film or source film movies,
yeah,
and all that other stuff, like you had to get creative. Like usually it's something simple as grabbing a cucumber and just slapping it on the. You gotta find the rhythm. Like
I took some baby oil and I rubbed it in between my elbow, and then I slapped.
I'm gonna need you to come in and re-record the spit on it line.
Fucking lie.
Spit on it.
Shout out to.
It didn't quite come in through enough.
Spit on it.
It's one of my favorites. It wasn't clear whenever you did it the first time.
Spit on a view. Yeah, no. And you remember when Netflix had like porn that was like fucking.
Emmanuel. Oh yeah, just barely. They're still.
You get it. He gets it. We watched Emmanuel at your home.
Is that the one with the cigarette smoking?
Yep. That is the one with the cigarette.
Why do I still remember that damn bitch name?
Still smoked the cigarette.
I'll never forget it.
Oh, so you got on that bus and never got off, huh?
It was fascinating. It was not. It wasn't even like it was sexy gnarly. Or it was, hot. It was just
nobody
like, wow.
Was that.
It was gnarly, dude.
This was show like, your homies. Like this was because I remember very well going into
talk about a smoke show.
That's my dog. This is my dad. It's fine. It's camera.
I mean, he's feeling shit. Somebody could do that with a vape. Like you think somebody would like vape out their cooch?
Somebody would definitely hit the elf bar.
No, for sure. At this point,
somebody already has for their OnlyFans. I'm
so
sure.
I'm not on Pornhub like that anymore. Right? Like gotcha. When I'm on the boat, people just airdrop me shit. So like, they airdrop me like the porn or whatever. So I'm just like, all right, whatever you got, you got, and I want shit that I want to see. So. I don't have a lot.
I don't have a whole lot. This is my.
I don't because I want. Like, I want very curated, specific shit, and most niggas don't got it. So like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck was my point?
Oh, curated porn that the people
got that part already. What the fuck was it?
Airdropping porn.
People fucking. All right, forget it. Forget I said anything. I don't even want to go this direction anymore because...
This is what editing is for.
The fact that you guys have like a coalition or a spider web of motherfuckers...
Well, yeah, it's like the internet. Like, you ever seen that...
It's the web.
Yeah, it's like the web. You know, at the end of the day, the internet is just the interconnected network of fucking niggas that like put shit on the internet.
As long as somebody said, hey, look, this is the destination you can go to. You can travel to this by going to this address.
Right. There's like... And you got to tell like somebody specifically where to go. Y'all get on the dark web?
Never.
Tor browser.
Okay, he doesn't. Okay, cool. You didn't. I'm surprised as fuck. What do you mean you don't get on the dark web?
I watch plenty of dark web content, but I don't
dabble. Here's the thing. The moment you get into the dark web,
the dark web gets into you.
Yeah, FBI has your IP address just ready, and they're just waiting for you to fuck up.
You know what a honeypot is?
Exactly. Exactly.
Got his ass. I thought
that's why when like one of my buddies at work told me like, "Hey Brian, can you get to the dark web?" I'm like, "Fuck no," because once the moment my computer or my IP address fucking touches that.
All right, boys, we got him.
You got me out here at Starbucks trying to.
Do I look like Mudahar? Do I look like I'm going to create three fucking.
Fuck am I, Mr. Robot? Like, what the shit do I need on the dark web?
Never fucking watched it. But either way.
Do my eyes bulge out of my head? What the fuck you think I am?
I'm not against it. My point being. No. I don't even have a point.
Did the light change or am I just tripping? Yes,
no, they did. I think one of the lights actually died.
Oh, baller.
Villain, one of your fucking lights died?
No, no, I thought you had the I thought you had the portable lights.
Yeah. My God.
What are we at now?
But you started again. Yeah. All right, that's fine. It doesn't
matter. How far into the conversation did you
start again? It's perfect.
It's okay. It's 11.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is about the time I need to start ruling up.
So okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, cool.
So that's cool.
So we'll give it like, you know, another like minute, 2 minutes, and then we kind of rock.
Six or seven.
Yeah, give or take. Well, I mean, we're going to chat. Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Six or seven.
So
okay.
All right, bet. Cool.
I think we done beat this horse to death.
No, I'm about to. I
think we've done beat off this horse to death.
Got him.
Nah, but with all the
Mr.
Fucking,
Hands, that's what that was.
With all the fucking R.I.P. talk and shit like that, right? We've had that. I brought up Game of the Year, right? So at this point,
The Forbidden Fep? I'm joking, of course.
I mean, we could go there.
I don't have.
We could go there, but we could do that for Fap Part.
Nobody
two.
Talks about the Forbidden Fep.
Fap 2D.
That's why it's forbidden.
But then ask. All right, Game of the Year with Baldur's Gate. Did anybody have any games they were super excited for last year that they were like, cool, like, that felt like they should have got that shit? Does anybody fucking have any games that are coming out this year? Or like, I gotta get that shit.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of games that I really want this year. What the fucking called?
Is
Dragon's Dogma 2,
yes.
That new Final Fantasy Rebirth game that's coming out.
My boy, tell me you watched the new Death Stranding 2 trailer.
I did.
I watched it like 3 times yesterday, and then I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, it's so good. And then I'm on Twitter like liking and retweeting all the shit. Like, oh my God. It's so...
You liked Walking Simulator though?
Bro, that's what I spent. I spent a good 90 hours at least on the first game.
I honestly think it looks like a chill game.
Bro,
like,
it's fantastic.
A game to just like get lost.
I'm about to get his logo tatted on my fucking body.
The goddamn,
I'm like, it's so good.
The goddamn,
it's so good.
Pack series. I just feel like that's kind of like, because you're stacking all them goddamn boxes on yourself and then walking like a snail's pace,
bro,
so they don't fall. Doesn't that get fucking frustrating? I feel like fuck.
Bro, I loved it. I loved it. If you ain't stacking, then you ain't doing it right.
Got him.
Fuck a multiple trip, man.
That's Death Stranding.
Yeah.
I didn't play it, but go ahead.
It was the one where you got to walk around.
No, I know what Death Stranding is. I just didn't play it.
Put out the second one in 2025. I've got about a year and a half, probably.
I'm coming up.
It's coming, goddamn. It's coming. Actually, I saw the trailer. I thought that shit was dope. There's something like Norman Reedus. Who else is in that motherfucker?
Norman Reedus, Liz, I do. You got who else? Guillermo del Toro making his facial, but he's not in it. But
I was surprised at how white Guillermo did.
Oh shit! Who? Jimmy? Not Jimmy Kimmel. Who's the redhead?
Conan O'Brien is in the first one. Yeah,
he was in the first game.
He's in another game too, right?
And he gives you the otter helmet, I think. And it's it helps you float in water, I think.
Yeah, shit's wild.
I spent Conan a lot O'Brien of time on that game.
So yeah, you're probably you know who? Shit, is it Jordan Peele that's the director
of Get Out?
No, Jordan Peele,
right?
He's directing this game?
No, he's helping Kojima out on his next game.
Yeah, he is, and I'm pretty sure that Jordan Peele is going to be in Death Stranding 2.
I'm sure he's going to have a part.
I saw the picture on Instagram of Hideo Kojima and fucking goddamn Jordan Peele, and I was like, oh, this is going to be incredible. The comments were wild. They were actually kind of crazy.
Motherfucking puppet that's like half frame than everybody else. Like, he moves in like stutters.
Like,
and then apparently
homie.
That's Timothy Chalamet's character. I'm like, oh shit, Timothy Chalamet.
Wonka himself.
Yeah, Wonka himself.
Is that the new Wonka or the old
show? He's new Wonka.
I didn't fucking watch that shit.
It just came out in fucking theaters.
What's crazy is Joe Biden actually came to where I live right now. He came to
that makes sense.
Yeah, he came to that area to like debut a fucking movie, which was the Wonka movie.
What the
and
fuck?
My wife
the Sound of Freedom?
No, it was no, actually Willy Wonka. Like he came to debut the movie and she was like, this shit was the lamest shit I've ever seen in my life. I never thought that I would see a president.
You know, like, I love the Wonka. And I love chocolate.
I love chocolate people. I love chocolate.
And chocolate transcends amongst people and sweets and sweet people.
Four more years.
Fuck Donald Trump. I'm watching this thing
every goddamn day, man. Hey, look, he's got got the golden ticket. That's the fucking president.
That's actually nuts. That's fucking crazy.
You know, when I was working for Obama.
You guys remember that?
On that goddamn note, man. Hey, look. I felt like we've got a lot of shit aired out. We put ourselves on the back burner and shit like that. I want to go ahead and give you guys some opportunities. I know you might not have shit going on. You might just have some random shit you want to say, man. Give me something, man. You want to say bye to the folks? You want to say anything to these motherfuckers? You got somebody you want to call out? Some hate you want to give?
The only thing I can really say is get off of Twitter. It's a sinking ship. You have no reason to stay.
You know what? We're already here. Why the fuck did you leave Twitter?
Honestly, it's because I just got sick of it. Mm. Like when we did Twitter, all of y'all were there. You guys were active. Some high school friends were on it. It was a great time in the beginning, but obviously people moved on. They stopped using their Twitters. They forgot their passwords, or they create multiple accounts to a point where it's like, oh, look, you followed me again. Cool. Here's a follow back. Fuck off. Mm. But yeah, honestly, just the disgusting nature that Twitter turned out to be from all the bots that just keep pestering you with likes and retweets and then follows and shits. The drama and all the nonsense. And honestly, just the, oh geez, what's that word? Nobody's taking care of the website. Just a few days ago, there's like AI porn of Taylor Swift getting, let's just say it's non-consensual.
It's a national sensation.
Yeah, it's actually a big thing. A lot of people.
I didn't see the fucking Taylor Swift.
I didn't see it either.
If it's the one of her like twerking on the Chiefs players, then that's obviously AI, but I don't know about
anything else. Yeah, obviously AI. I haven't seen that at all. What the fuck is that?
Shout out to the fucking Chiefs, though. We got this fucking bitch. Shout out to Texas. Shout out Mahomes. Okay?
Y'all don't get
shout
weird,
out
never.
All the Mahomes.
No, deadass. It's crazy that we got here because that actually was a weird thing that I saw. Like, I managed to see that, you know, when you see like an outskirt tweet, like
Taylor Swift
barely
twerk.
Know, you're like, oh shit, you go down the rabbit hole to figure out what the fuck they're talking about. I didn't realize that motherfuckers were using AI to generate goddamn like porn of people that they've never even fucking seen, never been in a porn, but shout out AI. Well, not shout out AI.
That's called a deep fake.
Yeah, exactly, but I didn't know we were deep fake fucking now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's just naturally what's going to become what comes next. You know what I'm saying?
What comes?
Like, once a deep fake comes, give it to Billy. But fucking once you see a fucking deep fake of somebody, like, it's only a matter of time before you're like, oh, somebody's going to start being weird.
You know that, like, AI has gone too far whenever you're, like, watching a YouTube ad and you have to ask yourself, like, is this AI? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I just assume it's all AI. Yeah, like, if it's like, crazy. Oh, that's not something a nigga in real life would do.
It's like in that uncanny valley. You know what I'm saying? You kind of look at it as like, yeah, this isn't like a real micro expression. Nobody would actually ever do this.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
But for sure.
Or say this.
But yeah, or Taylor Swift just wouldn't twerk in front of people. I'm still going to look at the video.
Yeah, yeah. Got to see it. But yeah, I just wanted to.
Got to see it. All right, cool. I not cool at all. Actually, horrible. But like, I feel like
I do agree with him though. I do agree with Crown. Like Twitter's not a real place, and you shouldn't just fucking put all your fucking like nuts and bolts.
Sinking ship is a good way. Sinking ship is a good like way to put it. I really feel like this is something that if it's still here in 10 years, I don't think it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be absolutely worse. Like a cesspool. Like the way they put out the. You ever seen those movies or the shows where they go? It's the future, and it's. Spam and pop-up ads everywhere and shit like that, just floating in the space. It's VR and shit. You see that shit?
Idiocracy?
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Idiocracy, Futurama is a better... Anyway.
Cyberpunk fucking upload, goddamn...
same movie.
Ultra Carbon. Just, yeah, you know, all these things. Like, or 1984, fucking Brave New World.
Dystopian. Yeah, we get it, nigga.
This is endless examples of that shit. But you know what? What's your name? You got some hate you want to give? You got some shit you want to say? Shit you want to get off your chest? Say to the world.
Yo, I've got all the love I want to give. I just want to shout out all the people out there.
Shout out to the people.
Truly give it up every
I'm
day.
I'm a people.
Because we all try to give it up every day. Some people give it up more than others.
Gotta give it up.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Some would give it up on the first date. You know? Yeah.
Some love to give it up.
Give it up.
Hit up my Twitter.
Some like it hot.
There you go. What's your name? FTW. He makes beats. It's crazy.
He makes beats. He does shit.
I make shit sometimes. That's about it.
Sometimes. There's shit out there. You can look it up. Look up what's your name. FTW. It's a thing. Yeah. Brother, you got anything you want to say to the folks?
You know I ain't got shit.
Always. Well, in which case, from me to you to each and every one of you, thank you so much for checking out the pod today. Hey, thank you so much for, you know, bearing with us as we get through this motherfucking time frame, learning shit, doing shit. As my brother said, we've got new content farming. Please answer the questions. Get us in the comments. And if you've got a not-so-proudest fat, if you got something on your headspace that's just a little wild, yo, don't be scared. This is a safe place. Put that shit in the comments. Don't email me. That's weird. I don't want to get your not-proudest fat in your email. But, I mean, gross. If I get some in the email and they're pretty juicy, we might do a penthouse letter or something like that. I don't know.
Links only.
Either way. You're not linking, you're not trying.
You ain't even really engaging with the shit if you ain't linking. But please, engage if you can. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Check us out on Instagram. Get us on Twitter, even though it's a sinking ship. We got that shit out there, too. You can check us out. We ain't that active. But, you know, if you got titties, send them. It's the Well-Spoken Token, and we out.